Wonderful to be here together again tonight. Study about Jesus. We're going to have our understanding extended as to just what the high priest does for us.
我们的理解对于大祭司对我们所做的会被扩展。
But also, very importantly, we must discover our lives as royal priests in this age and in the age to come.
更重要的是，我们要发现我们的生命在现今这个时代和将来的时代要来的时代，我们作为祭司的人。
Now, have you thought about that?
你有没有想过这个问题？
What does it mean for you to be a royal priesthood in the age to come?
对你来说，在将来的时代做一个君尊的祭司意味着什么？
Will you be offering animal sacrifices?
你是会献上牲畜的祭物吗？
But there's some important jobs for us to do.
对我们有一个很重要的工作要做。
And we hope that we'll understand more and more of this as we study this book of Hebrews.
我们希望当我们学习希伯来书的时候，我们对这件事情更多的明白。
Tonight we read in one of the hymns.
今天我们刚才在唱的诗歌当中读到。
That our Lord said, "It is finished" on the cross.
我们的主在十字架上讲说成了。 Now,
do you remember where we heard that? As spoken by the Levitical priests?
对于立位祭司，他在什么时候讲这样的话吗？
When was that spoken?
他什么时候讲这样的话？
Only one time.
只有一次。
And when was that?
什么时候讲这样的话？
What is it?
What?
When they go in offering the bull and the ram for our sins,
就当他们献上牛羊为我们罪的时候，then
the high priest has a lot of prayers. He prays only 45 minutes worth of prayers for asking forgiveness for all the sins of Israel.
那时候大祭司在那里献上各样的祷告，大概有45分钟之久，为以色列的赎罪的祷告。And
when he has done that,
当他那样做完之后,
he says in the Holy of Holies, "It is finished."
他就在至圣所里讲说成了。So
we see Jesus was aware of his high priestly position as he died on the cross.
所以我们知道主耶稣在十字架上死的时候，他知道他作为大祭司的身份。
Now we are at an important junction in the letter to the Hebrews.
今天我们到希伯来书很重要的一个交叉点。Obviously,
our brother's main burden is to share on the fact of Jesus' excellent, perfect priesthood on our behalf.
我们作者他所强调的重点是，耶稣为了我们他做的更美好的大祭司的职责。He
wants to stir up the blessed hope in these Jewish believers.
他想在这些犹太的基督徒信徒当中激起他们蒙福的盼望。The
writer wants them to take Jesus as their all-sufficient Savior and Priest.
作者想让这些信徒们把耶稣作为他们完全足备的救主和祭司。But
as we know in our own lives,
让我们知道在我们生命当中,
before Jesus can be all and all,
在耶稣成为一切和一切之中的时候，we
have to be emptied of some things.
我们需要被倒空一些事情。And
the Jews had many traditions and many outward things that they had to get rid of.
犹太人他们有很多传统，很多外面的行为，他们要除去这些东西。Because
now Jesus was their priest.
现在耶稣是他们的祭司。Jesus
was their sacrifice.
耶稣是他们的祭祖。Jesus
was their tabernacle.
耶稣是他们的圣殿。Jesus
was their offering.
耶稣是他们的奉献。Jesus
was their feast.
耶稣是他们的宴席。And
all of the feasts of and the goings on of the old covenant had to be laid aside to take Jesus in his fullness.
所以那些宴席，所以旧里面那些东西都要放在旁边。那耶稣他是那里的基督。Now
we are studying the second half of chapter 7.
今天晚上我们读希伯来书第七章后半部，verses
11 through 28，
从11节到28节。And
we see that the writer is speaking of this Melchizedek, Jesus as our Melchizedek.
作者在这里讲耶稣是我们的麦基洗德。This
is, as it were, a central revelation of the writer.
这好像作者他核心的启示。He
looked in the Old Testament and he saw Jesus in the book of Genesis.
他看旧约在创世纪里看到那里看到了耶稣。
And heard in this mention of Melchizedek that this Melchizedek was the very type of Jesus himself.
他听到了麦基洗德，麦基洛麦基洗德就是我们主耶稣基督的预表。
Now, of course, we don't know what the other men who wrote the New Testament knew about Melchizedek.
我们不知道其他新约圣经的作者他们有没有描述麦基洗德。
All of them lived in the Word of God.
他们都是在活在神的话语当中。
And this revelation of Melchizedek may have been very common.
关于麦基洗德启示可能很普遍的。
But all we can say is the only in the book of Hebrews in the New Testament is there any mention of this Melchizedek.
但是只有在新约当中，希伯来书这里有记载麦基洗德。And
so we looked at this wonderful verse in Hebrews 5:10. Jesus being designated by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
所以这里我们看希伯来书5:10，并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次，耶稣他为大祭司。
As the Holy Spirit will reveal what that means, we will come to see the great value of Jesus' priesthood.
当圣灵把这里启示的时候，我们会看见耶稣作为大祭司那个很有大的价值。And
last week we studied these things because also we get some little sense of how we can receive revelation as we study the Word of God.
上一周我们来学习的时候，因为在这里我们也看到一些启示，我们如何从神的话语当中能够得到启示。
Now, Hebrews 7 is divided into three parts.
希伯来第七章分成三部分。
Last week, we just looked at verses 1 through 10.
上周我们看了一到十节。
Tonight, we want to read the rest of the chapter.
今天晚上我们想把剩下的都读完。
We see that in verses 11 through 19, we see that the temporary and imperfect nature of the Levitical priesthood and the law.
我们看到了地位的祭司职责和律法本身是暂时的，也是不完全的。And
then in verses 20 through 28, the superior and eternal nature of Jesus as our
Melchizedek.然后我们在20节到28节也看到了耶稣基督，我们称麦基洗德，还有更超越的、更永恒本质的祭司职责。So
last time we looked at these first 10 verses.
上一周我们看了十节。And
we looked at the only two passages in the Old Testament that refer to Melchizedek.
我们看了在旧约当中两处没有的经节讲到麦基洗德。That's
Psalm 110, verse 4.
是诗篇111篇4节。
And Genesis 14, verses 18 through 23.
还有创世纪14章18到23节。
When we come to Psalm 110,
当我们到诗篇111篇,
the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
耶和华对我主说，你坐在我右边，使我，我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
Jesus used this verse while he was walking on the earth.
耶稣在地上行走的时候，他曾经用过这些经节
to confound the Pharisees about the coming Messiah.
是，然后对那些法利赛人讲述弥赛亚要来的事。
So this was familiar verse.
这是很熟悉的经节。
And indeed, on the day of Pentecost, Peter used this scripture in his first Christian message.
在五旬节的时候，彼得也是第一次用这个经节，在他的传第一次讲信息的时候。That
as our brother read the scroll and came down Psalm 110, he came to verse 4.
当我们的作者好像在拿读旧约书卷读到第四节的时候，and
it says, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are priest forever." According to the order of Melchizedek.
讲到耶和华起了誓，绝不后悔，说你是照着麦基洗德等次，永远为祭司。
And three parts of that verse arrested his attention.
这节经节有三处抓住他的注意力。
Jehovah was making an oath.
耶和华起了一个誓。
This priest was to be a priest to La'olam.
这个是直到将来世代的祭司。
And he was according to the priestly order of Melchizedek.
他是照着麦基洗德祭司的等次。
Jehovah made an oath.
耶和华起了一个誓。
And the writer thought, why did Jehovah make an oath?
作者就在这里思考，为什么耶和华起誓？
The Messiah is already on the throne.
弥赛亚已经坐在宝座上。
Why make an oath?
为什么要起誓呢？
Because this was an oath for him to become priest as well as king.
因为这个誓言是让他成为祭司。 在他作为君王的同时,
God was choosing him.
神拣选他,
we remember back in Hebrews chapter 5.
我们记得在希伯来书第五章,
the writer says, no man takes a priesthood on himself unless he is called by God.
跟你讲说没有人自己祭司职分，除非他是蒙神呼召的。
And indeed, Jesus was more than called. An oath was sworn. He would be Kohen La'ola.
耶稣他不只是蒙呼召的，他是一个启示，说他成为将来的那个祭司。
The second thing that caught him was this phrase, Kohen La'ola.
第二个让他注意力的就是这个直到多世代的祭司。
Now the saints on the earth who are Christians, they know that Jesus was interceding for us in heaven.
地上的圣徒们，他知道耶稣在天上为我们代求，
and that he was the mediator between God and man.
他是人和神中间的宗保，
so they understood that he was a priest.
他们，我们明白他是一个祭司，
and we know that he is our priest right now, interceding.
我们也知道他就是我们现在的祭司为我们代求，
by his precious blood, bringing that before the mercy seat on our behalf.
那带着他的宝血在神的圣座前面为我们来代求。
But when the writer read Kohen La'ola,
但作者在这里读到说世代的祭司，
he began to think Jesus must also be our priest during the millennium, the coming age.
他也马上想到了，在千禧年，在将来的世代，耶稣是成为我们的祭司。
Now will we need a priest in the coming age?
我们在将来世代还需要祭司吗？
Well, the Jews were promised a priest in the coming age.
这些犹太人他们被应许在将来的世代，他们会有一个祭司。
And the worship in Jerusalem in the coming age.
然后将来在耶路撒冷在那里有敬拜。
Nor all the nations would go up to Jerusalem and to Zion to receive the word of the Lord from that priest in the age to come.
在将来的世代，他们被应许，他们到耶路撒冷，到锡安山那里，在那个祭司那里得到神的祝福。
So Jesus will be both our king and our priest in the age to come.
耶稣在将来世代既是我们的君王，又是我们的祭司。
But it also means we will be royal priests in the age to come.
它也意味着在将来的世代，我们也成为君尊的祭司。
Whereas John says in Revelation, we will have been made kings and priests.
就好像约翰在启示录里讲到说，我们成为君王，还有成为祭司。
So as kings, we will reign with our king, the Messiah.
作为王，我们会与我们的弥赛亚，我们的王一起来掌管。
But as priests, we have a mediated role in the age to come.
但作为祭司，在将来的世代，我们在那里有一个代求的职分。
So our brother thought about this and its significance in the age to come.
所以我们的作者弟兄在那里思想这些，然后讲到了他想到在将来他这个背后的意义。
And then the third matter.
然后第三件事情。
According to the order of Melchizedek.
就是按照麦基喜德的等次。
What is this new priestly order?
这个什么是这个新的祭司的等次呢？
How does it function?
它是什么样的功用呢？
Under what covenant do we find these priests?
在什么样的约之下，我们发现这样的祭司职分呢？
So you remember, our writer went back to Genesis.
记到的作者回到了创世纪。
And he discovered Jesus in Genesis.
他在创世纪里发现了耶稣。
He saw this Melchizedek.
他看到这个麦基喜德。
He was a king of righteousness.
他是一个公义的王。
When he saw he was king of Salem.
他也看到是撒冷王。
You know, every time you touch this matter of Zion and Jerusalem, you're touching God's eternal presence.
你知道每一次当你讲到了耶路撒冷，讲到锡安山，你都讲到了神永远的旨意。
And this is no accident that our Melchizedek came out of Jerusalem.
这个不是一个巧合，这个麦基喜德他是从耶路撒冷城出来的。
We know when we look in Psalm 76 verse 2 that Salem is another name for Zion and Jerusalem.
我们在诗篇76篇第二节那里看到耶路撒冷城就是另一个名字，就是西安耶路撒冷。
But Abraham had never had a priest before.
亚伯拉罕他从来没有一个祭司。
Until this day Melchizedek came out.
直到这一天，麦基喜德来出来迎接他。
And Melchizedek came out with an offer.
麦基喜德出来带了一个祭物。
And he said, Abraham,
他说亚伯拉罕，
I want you to know, El Elyon.
我想让你知道这位天地的主。
El means God.
这位 El 就是神的意思。
Elyon means Most High.
Elyon 就是至高的神。
You know, if you fly to Jerusalem on El Al,
如果你飞到耶路撒冷坐那个 El Al,
what does this mean in Hebrew?
这个在希伯来文是什么意思？
It means to the sky.
就是直到天上。
Or to the heights.
直到最高级吗？
Al, the second letter, L, Al, is the heights.
这个 Al 第二个字母的 Al 是比较高的地方，到天上。
And Al Leon is the highest sky.
Al Leon 这个词也嘛，至高的天上。
So suddenly Abraham looked up.
对，突然亚伯拉罕往天上望。
His God was the God of the highest.
就是这位神是至高的神。
He ruled over all heaven and earth.
他统管天和地。
It was a small matter for him to defeat the kings of Babylon.
对他来说，击败巴比伦的王是小事。
When he heard this,
他听到这个。
He took the bread,
他拿到饼。
And they broke it together.
他们在那里一起拨开。
They ate the bread, they drank the wine.
他们吃饼，他们喝酒。
And then Melchizedek blessed the God El Elyon.
然后那个亚伯拉罕就祝福那个天上的至高的神。
And then Melchizedek blessed Abraham as the greater to the lesser.
然后这个麦基喜德就祝福亚伯拉罕作为大者，就向低矮低者来祝福。
And Abraham took one tenth of his spoils and gave it as a covenant to the God the highest.
然后亚伯拉罕把他掳当中上等的十分之一取来，然后献给麦基喜德作为他与神至高的神立约。
But just as suddenly as Melchizedek appeared, he disappeared.
就好像麦基突然出现，他也突然的消失了。
And so as he continued to look, he began to see this Melchizedek is a type of Jesus.
然后坐在这里仔细看的时候，他发现麦基喜德原来是耶稣基督的预表。
Because he has no beginning, no end.
因为他没有始也没有终。
We don't know his family genealogy.
我们不知道他的家谱。
It's because he stands for an eternal priest.
因为他永远为祭司的。
And he's just a type.
他在这里只是一个预表。
The real eternal priest is Jesus.
真正的永远的祭司是耶稣。
And so as our brother thought about these things,
对，当我们的弟兄他思考这些事情。
He began to see how wonderful Jesus was as an eternal high priest.
他看到了耶稣作为永远的祭司是多么的美好的一件事情。
Now tonight,
今天晚上,
the writer is very careful.
作者他非常小心仔细的。
He wants to show the priesthoods, to show that what priesthood the Jewish Christians should serve under.
他就想要看到犹太基督徒他们所应该服侍的是在哪一个祭司的职任。
So you see there, the priesthood and two names, the order of Aaron and the order of Melchizedek.
我们看到在右边这里讲的祭司的职分有两个，一个是亚伦的等次，还有一个是麦基喜德的等次。
Now number one,
第一点,
these believers knew a lot about the Levite priests.
这些信徒知道很多的关于立位祭司的职任的事。
Knew about their offerings, Day of Atonement, their intercessions.
不知道关于他们如何献祭、赎罪、如何代求。
But what did they know about Melchizedek?
那他们对麦基喜德知道多少呢？
Well, if he's my priest, I know nothing.
他是我的祭司，我什么都不知道，除此以外。
So it was necessary to reveal to them that through Abraham they came under the priesthood of Melchizedek.
所以有必要让他们借着启示看到，借着亚伯拉罕，他们是在麦基喜德的指示下。
Are you a son of Abraham?
你是亚伯拉罕之子吗？
Then you gave a tenth to Melchizedek to Abraham.
这样你也借着亚伯拉罕给麦基喜德十分之一，借着亚伯拉罕。
Now these Jewish Christians really wonder, wow, and I don't even know who this guy is.
现在这些犹太的信徒就说，哦，我还都不知道这个人是谁。
And so he begins to share on this greater eternal priesthood of Jesus.
所以他开始分享关于耶稣永远的这个祭司的职分，
and to compare it with the old Levitical priesthood.
然后来和立位的这个祭司的等次来比较。
Now two matters were of utmost importance to these Jewish believers.
对于有两件事情对于犹太的信徒是非常至关重要的。
If Jesus is now our priest,
如果耶稣现在是我们的祭司，
under what covenant do we now live and obey?
那我们现在应该活在什么样的约下面，并遵守什么样的约呢？
And number two,
第二点,
how does Jesus compare with Aaron and the priests of Levi?
耶稣如何和亚伦和利未的祭司的职任来比较？
And so the rest of this chapter 7, verse 11 to 28, is a comparison between the Levi priesthood and the Melchizedek priesthood.
所以在希伯来书后面11节到28节就仔细的比较。 麦基喜德的等次和亚伦的等次。
Now here we go. We see that the writer carefully formulates the problem of this in his mind.
作者在他的思想当中，他仔细地提出这样的问题。Verse 11.
Now, if perfection was through the Levitical priesthood, for on the basis of it the people received the law, what further need was there for another priest to arise according to the order of Melchizedek, and not be designated according to the order of Aaron?
从前百姓在立位人祭司职任下受律法，倘若这指任能者完全，何用另外兴起一位祭司，照麦基洗德等次，不照亚伦的等次呢？
Verse 12.
第二节.
For when the priesthood is changed, of necessity there takes place a change of law.
祭司的职任既已更改，律法也必须更改.
So the first question that he raises is this.
第一个他所问的问题是这样的。Did
the Levitical priesthood make us perfect?
立位的祭司职任能让我们完全吗？
If it did, there's no need of a further covenant.
如果能的话，我们并不需要另外一个祭司的职任。Then
the Levitical priesthood is fine.
那立位的祭司职任就可以了。We
don't need another priesthood.
我们不需要另外的祭司职任。And
then the second question is right in verse 12.
第二节就是在第十二节里那里暗示着。Now
what new covenant and law are we under if we are to exchange from this priesthood to that?
如果我们要更换祭司的职分，我们必须要守哪一个新的约和新的律法呢？
And what is the new covenant?
什么是这个新的约呢？
Now the new covenant is what Jesus said we enter into every time we eat the bread and we drink the wine.
那新的约就是耶稣所讲的，每一次当我们喝饼吃喝杯的时候，我们的所有立的这个约。This
takes us all the way back to the thoughts of Melchizedek coming to Abraham.
这个一直回到了旧约当中麦基洗德到亚伯拉罕那个故事。But
now we see that Jesus brought the new covenant of His precious blood and His body to His children.
今天我们看到耶稣把这个新约借着他的血、他的身体带给了他的儿女。
Now we read verses 13,
我们读第十三节第十四节.
For the one concerning whom these things are spoken belongs to another tribe, for which no one has officiated at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord was descended from Judah, a tribe with reference to which Moses spoke nothing about priests.
因为这话所指的人本属别的支派，那支派里从来没有一个人伺候祭坛。 我们的祖分明是从犹大出来的，但这支派摩西并没有提到祭司。So
he raises these two more questions.
那这里又提了两个更多的问题。Now
how can Jesus be our priest if he's descended from Judah?
如何耶稣是犹太支派的后裔，他们如何成为我们的祭司呢？
How can he be priest if Moses never appointed anyone from the tribe of Judah to be a priest?
如果摩西没有指派犹太支派的人做祭司，耶稣如何成为我们的祭司呢？
And then we read in the following verses yet another question.
然后我们读到下面一节又有一个问题。
What is the basis of this priesthood?
这个祭司的职任都根据在哪里？
And this is clearer still if another priest arises according to the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become such not on the basis of a law of physical requirement, but according to the power of an indestructible life. For it is attested of him, you are a priest forever, according to the order
of Melchizedek。第五节，倘若照麦基洗的样式，另外兴起一位祭司，我的话更是显而易见了。他成为祭司，并不是照肉体的条例，乃是照无穷生命的大能，因为有比他做见证的说，你是照麦基洗的等次，永远为祭司。
So what is the new basis of Jesus priesthood?
什么是耶稣成为祭司新的根据呢？
Since it is not based on genealogy,
它不是按照好像这个历代的这些传代的，but
upon a new basis, the basis of an indestructible life.
但是放了一个新的不同的根基，而照着无穷生命的大能。And
so our writer begins to make four convincing comparisons.
所以作者在这里给了一个四个很有说服力的比较。
Chapter 7, verse 18 and 19. For on the one hand, there is a setting aside of the former commandment because of its weakness and uselessness,
For the law made nothing perfect.
先前的条例因软弱无益，所以废掉了。律法原来一无所成。
His first comparison, the law could not perfect the believer.
那第一个比较就是讲嘛，律法不能成全信徒。
Now, did the law come from God?
律法是从是不是从神来的？
是的。Was the law good?
律法是不是好的
？Yes, Paul says indeed the law is good.
是的，保罗说律法也。
To my heart, I know the law is good. Paul says.
保罗说在我心里我知道律法是好的。
But number one, the law made nothing perfect, because it can prescribe laws, but it cannot sanctify spirit, soul, and body.
第一点，律法原来一无所成，是讲到说它可以规定法则，但它不能够。让人的灵魂身体成圣
，It's kind of like we parents，
就好像我们做父母的。
We can tell our kids what to do，
我们可以告诉儿女做什么。
Now don't lie，
不要说谎。
Go to bed early，
早点睡觉。
Don't watch television，
不要看电视。
We can give them all those laws，
我们给他所有这些规矩律法。
But we can't perfect them，
但是我们不能使他们成圣。
Not their spirit, soul, and body，
不能够让他们的灵魂身体。
And so the law, remember Paul said, one day the law came to me and said, do not covet.
记得保罗说有一次律法对我来讲说不要贪恋贪。
And Paul says, immediately on that day, my covetousness woke up and I started coveting everything. Coveted the car, coveted his hair, coveted everything.
他说马上那一天好像我这个贪心就被唤醒了，我就开始贪恋这些汽车、头发，所有的事情都开始贪。
Because we're such sinners，
因为我们是何等的罪人。
The law acts like reverse psychology，
好像这个律法就成为这种反向的这种心理学。
As soon as it says be good， we try to be bad。
他马上说你要做好，我们就开始做坏事。
Now the law came from God，
律法是从神来的。
It's God's holiness，
是从神圣洁的。
You should be holy， for I am holy。
神说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。
Well, sanctify， but it couldn't sanctify。
这个律法是这样讲，但不能使他们成圣。
Well, it did one thing.
他做了一件事情。
Outwardly, it said.
他们在外面好像把他们成圣了。
So they did outward deeds.
所以他在做外面的这些行为。
But their inner heart was still full of sin.
但他们里面的内心却仍然充满着罪。
So Paul says in Galatians 3:19.
所以保罗在加拉太书第三章十九节那里讲到
says the law was given because of transgression.
说律法是因为过犯添加的。
What does that mean?
意味着什么呢？
It means the law was given so that we could understand that we're sinners.
律法给我们是让我们能够明白我们是罪人。
And we lived under that law until this promised seed should come.
我们在这个律法之下生活，直到等有一天这应许的后裔来到。
So the old covenant.
所以在旧约
，as wonderful as it is，
就是它虽然是很美好的
，had no power to make us sons of glory，
但它没有能力可以让我们成为荣耀之子。
Comparison number two，
第二个比较。
And on the other hand， there is the bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God。
这里讲到就引进了更美好的指望，靠着指望我们可以进到神面前。
So comparison number two，
第二个比较。
The new covenant brings us near to God.
新约让我们靠近神。
It's a better hope.
是一个更美好的指望。
Now the Jew stayed away from the Holy of Holies because he was afraid.
犹太人因为惧怕要远离至圣所。
But the new covenant says, "Come into the Holy of Holies."
但新约却说你们要就近进到至圣所里。
That's a much better hope.
这是一个更好的盼望。
The old covenant said.Stay away.
旧约里讲说你们要远离，不要靠近。
The new covenant said, "Come to me."
新约却讲到说你进到我面前来。
And so, this covenant was weak.
所以这过去旧约是一个软弱的。
And how do we know that?
我们如何知道呢
？Because it wasn't the New Testament that told us about the new covenant, but the Old Testament said the days are coming where God will make a new covenant.
因为在旧约当中，不是新约告诉我们说旧约的软弱，就在旧约当中，他提到说，那一天将到，神要与你们立一个更好的新约。
Do you understand under number three?
When Jeremiah prophesied that one day God would give us a new covenant,
在旧约耶利米预言有一天神要给我们更好美好之约,
it means that God is saying the old covenant was insufficient to bring you where I want you.
就是他的意思就是说, 那个旧约神的话讲了,
and then we have another convincing comparison.
然后我们在这里还有一个很有说服力的比较,
verse 20,
第20节,
and inasmuch as it was not without an oath, for they indeed became priests without an oath, but he with an oath through the one who said to them, the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind, you are a priest forever.
再者，耶稣为祭司并不是启示立的，至于那些祭司原不是启示立的，只有耶稣是启示立的，因为那立他的对他说：“主起了誓，绝不后悔，你永远为祭司。”
So much the more also Jesus has become the guarantor of a better covenant. So Jesus was sworn in with an eternal oath. You know, the Levite priests were ordained based on genealogy. But Jesus was sworn in as one whose office would be valid forever. And so because he lives forever, his guarantee of a covenant lasts forever. Now what if I came to you and said, I'm going to give you $20,000 a year.
如果我到你面前，如果说我假设我每年给你两万块钱，两万美金
，for as long as I live，
只要我活着的时候
，$20,000 a year，
每年给你两万美金， I would be happy about that covenant， 你一定对这个约很开心了。But
you look sadly at my age，
你看我的年纪，你就有点伤心。
You wonder how many repeats there's going to be，
你就好像觉得还有多少年我能够在这陪你。
But how about if a young brother？
那如果是一个年轻弟兄
，like you。
这样还over一千，所以我每年给你两万美金，你会begin to buy stocks。你现在开始买股票了，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，你会，
of product guarantees.
在那里就好像，保证。
You know, the stove is guaranteed, the refrigerator is guaranteed.
你知道你那个炉子是有保证的，保修的那个东西都是保修的。
Half the time when they break.
但是有一半的时候，他们坏掉之后。
Pull the guarantee out of the drawer.
你把那个保修拿出来。
The company is no longer in existence.
那公司就不在了。
Jesus has a better.
耶稣有更好的宗保。
And we go on and further compare the priesthood.
然后呢，进一步来比较祭司的职任。
The former priests, on the one hand, existed in greater numbers because they were prevented by death from continuing. But Jesus, on the other hand, because he continues forever, holds his priesthood permanent.
因为那成为祭司的数目本来多，因为有死，祖国不能长久。这位祭是永远长存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。
Now this is important for a few reasons.
这个有几个原因是很重要的。
If a priest is your priest forever,
如果一个祭司是你的永远的祭司,
he comes to know you very well.
他对你会非常的了解。
What if you have a new priest every year?
如果你每年都有一个新祭司或者重新的过程,
you might not even know his name.
你可能连他的名字都不知道。
Do you know Jesus' name?
但你知道耶稣的名字。
He knows your name.
他也知道你的名字。
He remembers what you did last year.
知道你去年做的什么事。
He knows what you like now.
他知道你现在喜欢什么。
Been around a long time.
他存在了很久的时间。
That's why he knows how to pray for you.
所以他知道如何为你代祷。
As number three says,
对第三点讲到,
when he says this, he's not talking so much about just the length of his priesthood.
他在这里讲到强调的不是他执任祭司职事的时间长久。
When he says he holds his priesthood permanent,
他这里讲到他永远为祭司的时候,
it means that he gives perpetual care to his subjects forever.
他就是觉得对他的子民给的永远的这种照顾，直到永远。
So don't think he's ever going to leave you or forsake you.
不要觉得他有一天他会舍弃离开你。
He is a perpetual priest, ever with you on his heart.
但在他的心里，他是一个永远长子的祭司。
Now, as we take this and then other verses in Hebrews,
然后把这些经节还有其他的希伯来书经节,
we can make up sort of this comparison chart.
我们可以有一样比较的图表。
I don't know how Marcia stuck all those Chinese words in this little chart.
我不知道Marcia姊妹明白这些中文字都放在这个图表当中的。
She is truly a scribe.
她的确是一个文士。
What we just see, quickly going from one to the other, Jesus' priesthood, the Levitical priesthood.
然后我们在这里很快的来比较一下耶稣祭司的职事和立位祭司的职事。
There's only one priesthood, and then there are many priests.
一边只有一位祭司，那边许多祭司。
Jesus is an eternal priest, Levitical or temporal.
耶稣是永远长存的祭司，立位是感情的祭司。
Jesus' sacrifice was once for all. The Levitical sacrifices were daily.
耶稣祭司的是总过一次的牺牲，立位是天天要献祭。
Jesus was holy.
耶稣圣洁的。
They were sinners.
他们是罪人。
Jesus offered sacrifice only for others.
耶稣只是为别人来献祭。
They offered sacrifices for themselves and others.
他们要为自己和别人来献祭。
Jesus offered up himself.
耶稣将他自己献上。
They offered sacrificial animals.
他们是献上祭牲。
Jesus entered a great and more perfect tabernacle.
耶稣是进了一个更大更全备的帐幕。
They entered a man-made.
他们进入是人手所做的帐幕。
Jesus entered by means of his own blood.
耶稣是用自己的靠着自己的血进入。
They entered by means of the blood of goats and calves.
他们是靠着牛羊的血进入。
How much more wonderful is Jesus' priesthood?
耶稣的祭司职任是多么的更美好呢？
He's trying to convince these Jewish Christians.
他要说服这些犹太的基督徒们。
Do you see the difference between these two?
你们看到的这两个之间的比较吗？对比吗？
And then he begins to share, not comparison, but the great excellency of Jesus, our high priest.
然后他就开始具体分享，不是来比较，而是讲到耶稣基督作为祭司的职分的更超越和美好。
Says in verse 25, therefore he is able also to save completely those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession.
第二十五节这里讲，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Now, what does it say in the Mandarin Bible?
在中文圣经里是怎么样讲的？
Does it say he's able to save forever?
就讲到他永远都能够长久的拯救吗？
That's what it said. Yeah. And actually, even in English translations, it says saves forever.
在英文的里面就讲到说，永远拯救。
But in the Greek,
all the way,
all the way, to the end,
就讲到底，都能讲到底。
Now, the reason I say it doesn't really mean forever.
我想在这里讲，其实它的意思不到永远。那
does Jesus save us forever?
耶稣是不是永远救我们呢？救我们呢？
Amen.
是的。
Eternal salvation.
还是永远的救恩。
But that's not what the writer saying.
但作者在这里并不是讲这个。
Because you remember when he talks about salvation, he's talking about the salvation of the soul, the spirit, and the body.
因为在这里他讲到救恩，是讲到我们灵魂体的救恩。
So he says, so Jesus is able to save to the end, spirit, soul, and body, make us sons of God in the age to come.
这里他说讲的耶稣可以拯救我们灵魂体，拯救到底。
So of course, you know, it's true he saves us for that.
的确，他是永远的拯救我们。
But when it says this, it says he saves us to the uttermost.
那这里讲到说，他都拯救到底。
Completely saves us.
是完全的拯救我们。
Makes us kings and priests by his ministry.
借着他的服事，他让我们成为君王，成为祭司。
And once again, we want to make note of this.
那这里我们再次要注意一下。
It says those who draw near to God through him.
可以讲到凡靠着他进到神面前的。
Now it's important for Christians to gain this perspective.
很重要，让基督徒有这样的视角。
As soon as we hear of a throne,
当我们听到了宝座
，we immediately put Jesus on the throne，
我们就把耶稣马上放到宝座上了。
It's true， he's at the right hand of the
throne。的确是对的，他是在宝座的右边。
But the Jewish Christians would not make such a mistake。
但是犹太的信徒们，他们不会犯这样的错误
，because they know it's God who's on the throne。
因为他们知道是神在宝座上面
，and therefore that's why Jesus' priesthood is the one who brings us to God who's on the throne。
所以耶稣作为祭司的职任是把我们带到在宝座上的神面前。
So we draw near to God through him。
所以我们是借着他进到神面前的。
Now maybe you get a clearer understanding of his priesthood。
如果现在你开始明白更多关于他的祭司的职任，
那 here you are a Christian。
你是一个基督徒。
You know you're imperfect。
你知道你不完全。
You know you sin。
你知道你会犯罪。
You're afraid to go into the holy place。
你会怕到至圣所那里。
It's holy。
在那里是圣洁的
，and you feel your sin，
你就感觉到你的罪性在。
Until Jesus the high priest comes along，
直到耶稣大祭司来到。
He says, "I paid for your sin."
他说我为了你的罪已经赎。
And I've sanctified you as my son.
我已经把你作为儿子成分别成圣。
Come with me, I will take you into the holy place.
跟我一起来，我把你带到至圣所里面。
And he brings us in.
他把我们带进去。
And we see God the Father.
我们看到神，我们的父。
And as long as Jesus is standing next to us, we're okay.
只要耶稣站在我们旁边，我们都没事情。
That's why it's so important.
所以这就是为什么这么重要。
Christians learn to pray to God their Father through Jesus Christ.
所以基督徒们要学着借着耶稣基督向我们的父神来祷告。
Now I speak as a fool.
我像一个在这里像一个愚蠢的人。
But if Jesus were standing here right now,
如果耶稣今天晚上站在这里
，and we said to Jesus, Jesus, what's your highest desire?
我们对耶稣说：“耶稣，你最大的心愿是什么
？”Maybe he would say，
他可能会讲
：“Oh, that my children would know the Father。”
哦，但愿我的儿女他们都能够认识父。
I have come so that you may know the Father。
我来是他们可以认识父。
But many Christians are so afraid; they only want to know Jesus, and they're afraid of the Father。
但是很多的基督徒他们都很害怕，他们好像都只认识耶稣，他们不敢到神的面前。
But Jesus can bring us to the。
但是耶稣可以把我们带到父的面前。
He's a wonderful God.
他是一个美好的神。
He's a lot like Jesus.
他很像耶稣。
But Jesus is the only one that you and I understand well enough.
但是，但耶稣是你我都唯一的一位我们都很熟悉的，他能够把我们带到父的面前。
So the first thing.
所以第一件事情就是
Jesus saves us to the utter.
耶稣把我们能拯救到底。
And the second thing.
第二件事情。
Listen, it says, for it was fitting for us to have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens.
像这样圣洁、无邪恶、无玷污、远离罪人、包括诸天的大祭司，原是与我们合一的。
Now, when we hear these qualities,
当我们听到这些描述，这个
we know that these qualities are pleasing to God.
我们知道这些品质是讨神的喜悦的
，But that's not what the writer is saying.
但作者并不在这里讲这一个。
He says it was fitting for us.
他在这里讲说与我们是合意的。
That Jesus be this way.
就耶稣是这样对我们。
Now do you understand?
大家明白吗
？This is what kind of priest he is.
他是什么样的一个祭司
？It is for your sake that he's holy.
为了你的缘故，他是圣洁的。
Because he is innocent, he can help you.
因为他是没有邪恶的，他可以来帮助。
He is undefiled.
因为他没有玷污的
，He is separate from sinners，
他也远离罪人
，He is exalted above the heavens，
他高过诸天
，And all of that is for you，
所以这一切都是为了你
，It is fitting for us，
对我们
be
是合一的，太直接
，Now isn't that wonderful？
是不是很美好
？He is all of that you for us，
是为我们的缘故是这样的美丽
，And of course he's pleasing to us，
一切他也是讨父神的喜悦
，But he has been perfectly fitted。We are high priest.
他是被我们完全的合一，被我们成为一个大祭司。
Do you need holiness?
你需要圣洁吗
？You need innocence.
你需要无邪恶。
You need the cleansing of defilement.
你需要无玷污。
You need to be separated from sinners.
你需要与罪人远离。
He's been through all.
他所有的这些都在经历。
He understands how to bring you through and make you a holy priest.
他知道如何带你经过，让你成为一个圣洁的祭司。
What beautiful, exceptional qualities are high priest?
我们的大祭司他有多么的美丽，超越的这些品质。
Nobody could ever say that about Aaron the high priest.
没有人可以这样来讲亚伦这个大祭司。
Jesus, he is
perfectly suited.
不，耶稣他对我们是完全合意的。
And then it says in verse 27,
然后我们看第二七节，
who does not need daily like those high priests to offer up sacrifices first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people, because this he did once for all when he offered up himself.
他不像那些大祭司每日必须先为自己的罪后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上，是把这事成全了。
Jesus' sacrifice was made one time and one time only.
耶稣的献祭是一次，也唯有一次献祭。
The writer of Hebrews repeats this time and time again. He made a sacrifice one time for our sins, and it never needs to be done again.
希伯来作者屡次的把这件事情重复来说，耶稣只要将自己一次献上，就把事情成全了，不需要重复的。
When he sacrificed,
当他献上。
He didn't need to sacrifice for his own sins.
他不需要为自己的罪来献祭。
The sacrifice was pure, undefiled.
他的献祭是圣洁的，无瑕无疵无玷污的。
When the perfect sacrifice is made, no more sacrifices.
当这完全的祭物献上，不需要再献祭另外祭物。
What's that song we sang?
我们唱那首诗歌如何？
What is it? No altar now.
No blood, no altar.
No blood. No blood, no altar now.
没有血，不再有血，不再有血。
Amen. The one sacrifice has been made.
唯一的一次献祭就已经献。
That's a heavenly song.
这首属天的诗歌。
No Christian, most Christians don't understand it.
很多基督徒还不了解这个。
Got a high level song.
是一个很高的好像。
I don't know who was that Darby? Who was that?
No. 是随行的一位。
Oh. Horatio Bonner.
是伯纳金先生。
Okay, verse 28 there, for the law appoints men as high priests who are weak, but the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints a son made perfect forever.
律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司，但在律法以后启示的话是立儿子为大祭司，乃是成全到永远。
Now, what if you came up with the best laws in the world?
如果你得到世界上最好的律法，
then you say, now, who's going to carry out these laws?
你就问一下，谁能够执行这些律法？
Then God takes you and me, you and you.
神就选了你和我，你和你。
We're all weak, we're all sinful.
我们都是很软弱的，都是有罪。
How can we fulfill this law?
我们如何能成全这些律法呢？
But when Jesus came,
等到耶稣来的时候，
it wasn't an appointment out of weakness.
不是在软弱来立的。
He was a son made perfect forever.
他是儿子成全到永远的。
And these are wonderful things to think about.
这些是很美好的事情，值得我们思考。
Indeed, we have a great priest.
的确，我们有一个更美好的大祭司。
Jesus, the Son of God.
耶稣，神的儿子。
Now, you just want to finish with a little perspective here.
今天我们结束的时候，让我们有一些观点视角。
The Hebrews emphasizes the excellency of Jesus' priesthood more than the actual details of the Melchizedek priesthood.
希伯来书强调耶稣祭司职分的超越性，然后更多于讲到麦喜的祭司的实际的一些细节。
Now, here's my question for you.
今天我对你有些问题吗？
To understand this, I must ask you, how Jewish are you?
我你要想明白这一点，我想问你有多么的犹太文化。
Are you matzo ball soup Jewish?
Sure.
You matzo ball.
Oh, you eat bagels, do you? 100% Jewish.
Are you a corned beef?
Jewish?
I'm seven-layer cake Jewish.
我是吃七层蛋糕那种的犹太人。
But now, our conclusion is this.
现在我的结论是这样的。
All of this detail.
对这些的细节
，so I made some of your head spin around.
可能大家的脑袋都在那里摇晃了，这么多的细节。
Some of you aren't spinning around, you're just like this. For the Jews, these religious matters filled the messages of the rabbis and the scribes as they examined the Torah in minute detail. And when we see the detail that our brother writes, we gain further insight into our heart.
当我们看到了这些细节这里的时候呢，我们看到了我们这个作者他在这里的一个动态深入的了解。
Probably our writer was one of four writers of scripture from priestly backgrounds.
我们的作者可能是有四位有着祭司背景的圣经作者之一。
Ezekiel,
像以西结,
Ezra,
以斯拉,
Levi,
利未,
wait, who's Levi?
谁是利未?
Oh yeah, Matthew,
马太,
he's not a Levi.
马太利未,
and Barnabas.
Oh, I get that.
The writer to the Hebrews, of course, Barnabas was a Levite.
因为巴拿巴是一个利未人, that's why I think.
所以他有可能是一个作者。
Why do I say that?
Well, here it is. A, the trademark of writers who are Levites is detail.
作者他有很有利位的支派的背景，就是因为他非常注重细节。
Listen, look at B.
看一下第二点,
think about it. Though this chapter might seem to deal with minute details and arguments,
虽然这一章好像涉及很微小的细节和政变问题,
these kinds of details are the delight of the priest who knows all the furnishings, the feasts, the ways to cut up animals, the prayers that need to be said in temple worship.
但是这些细节对那些懂得一切关于在圣殿里敬拜的那些所有的器具、节庆, 切割祭牲的方式，这些所有懂这些细节的人来说的话，他们是会很喜悦的。
Now what do we know from this?
我们从这个能知道什么呢？
Let me give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
There's no doubt in my mind.
在我的脑海当中没有疑惑的。
Our dear brother Christian Chen is a priest.
我们亲爱的陈其森弟兄，他是个祭司。
He loves detail.
他很喜欢细节。
Give me more details.
给你更多的细节。
Sometimes you couldn't see the whole picture. He absorbed it down in the details.
有的时候你好像看不到的全局，因为他给你太多的细节了。
He's down in the underground cave in New Zealand looking at lights. And he's seen all of this in the Bible.
然后他跑到纽西兰那里，然后到那个洞穴里面看那些洞穴的光，然后他结果他发现这些都在圣经里面。
Now you know some of us.
你知道我们有些人。
You are lazy like me.
有些人很感兴趣，像我这样。你给我一个全球就好了。
A couple of broad brushstrokes.
I
remember when he would go out to the youth conference.
我记得当他去青年人聚会的时候，那些年轻人只有14岁、15岁。
He's talking about the 42 stations of the cross of the wilderness.
然后他跟他们讲在旷野42站。
It's a kid's fault.
马上就睡着。But
there's many who are priests. Take notes.
但是很多那些好像像祭司一样的都做笔记。
I say to the kid, where did you get out of that?
我问那些孩子们，你从那里学到什么了？
I don't know.
他说我不知道。
I know that Christian loves Jesus. I want to love the Bible as much as he does. Ask the young people in Brazil.
问一下巴西那些年轻人,
never we met somebody who loves the Bible as much as he
does. 我们从来没有遇见个人像他那样爱圣经。
I hope his son Daniel Chen takes his place.
我希望他的儿子Daniel有这样。 He
seems like a kind of a priest.
他有个，对我来看，他有点像祭司一样。But think of Ezekiel.
Do you remember reading Ezekiel 40 through 44?
大家有没有记得以西结40章到44章？
Probably you don't.
也可能你没有读。
It's all about every corner of the building of the new temple.
那他讲到新圣殿里面每一个角落的细节。
Chapter after chapter. This is 18 inches long. This is 24 feet by the corner. This is this. And they store the barley here. I mean, it's four chapters of detail.
那里那个四章里充满了细节，讲到说这块就是八块，然后这里是放大麦什么什么，很多很多细节。
I guarantee every priest goes, oh yeah, that's wonderful. Tell me more details.
我觉得每一个祭司在那里看到，他都兴奋说，哎呀，告诉我更多的细节。
You and I say, you just snap us a photo, we'll take a
look. 你跟我的好意思说，你在那照张照片让我们看看就好了。
Okay, so this, some of you are good Jewish people. You like detail.
我们在这里有些是好的犹太人，我们很喜欢细节。
She's not here tonight, so I can tell her.
Not
the only person comes up to me after I speak is Nina.
就是你当我讲信息来到我跟我讲话就是你娜。
I think she's from the tribe of Levi.
我觉得她可能也是利未记的。
What about you?
还有讲很多的细节。
Well, maybe you're a Levite.
可能你也是一个利未支派的。
Or maybe you're local from the tribe of Judah.
也可能你是更的尊贵在犹大支派的。
We should appreciate.How important this was to the Jews to get these details.
但是我们要能够体会到，能够把那些细节都讲明白，对这个犹太人何等重要。
I was a Christian 10 years before I really studied.
信主10年之后才仔细的研读希伯来书。
There was way too much detail.
那里面太多的细节。
But then I heard a preacher speak.
我听到一个传道人在那里讲
，He says every verse in Hebrews is a picture.Beauty of holiness.
他说，在希伯来书每一节经节都讲到圣洁的美丽。
And the more you appreciate the beauty of holiness, the more you'll understand the importance of it.
当每一次你对圣洁的美丽有更多的体会、欣赏的时候，你会更多的喜欢它，更多的被它吸引。
Next week we'll do chapter 8.
下一次我们来读第八章
，because there's still a question，
在这里还有一个问题。
Well, if Melchizedek is our priest，
我们麦基洗德是我们的祭司。
What's the covenant that he works from？
那他所服侍的那个约什么的约呢
？So chapter 8 can speak to us about a better covenant。
在第八章讲一个更美之约。
Now next week， I'm going to come with a song that I wrote about Hebrews 8.
下一周我会带着一首关于希伯来书第八章我写的诗歌。
I'm trying to get Marcia to try to translate it for you.
我想让 Marcia 姊妹把这首诗歌翻译过来。
But it's not like a regular hymn tone.
这不是他普通的我们诗歌本的这种诗歌的
语句。But the reason I wrote it,
原因我写的。
If we can sing it a few times,
如果我们唱几次的话
，we can learn the seven parts. The seven parts. Of the better covenant,
我们知道这个美之约的七这个部分。
So you study that chapter 8 this week.
Next month. 你们这周来学习自己来学习第八章，然后我们约一个话，我们下周再一起。
So pray for my wife and I. We leave tomorrow morning. I'll go out to San Francisco.
姐妹，我的姊妹和我来祷告。下我明天早上我们会去三藩。
Right now, their winds are 50 miles an hour and rain.
现在那里好像是风速是50英里每小时的那样下雨。
So we hope to come back to you alive next Wednesday night.
我希望下周三能够活着回来。
Otherwise, I might have to send in a quiz. Now you don't want that.
我需要给大家发一个好像小考一样，不需要那样。
Oh Lord, when we look into your word,
主啊，当我们看见你的话语
，we see Jesus our great priest.
我们看到耶稣，我们大祭司。
He is so, so far better than any priest before.
远远超过以前的祭司。
And he was made perfect just for us.
他是被我们成为祭司是合宜合适的。
And he reigns over us as our priest forever.
他也作为我们永远的祭司来带领率领我们。
Tonight we give you a tithe of worship from our hearts.
主啊，我们今天从我们的心里面给你献上敬拜。
You're a wonderful, wonderful.
你是美好的祭司
，Oh set us free，
主啊，求你释放我们
，Save us to the uttermost，
拯救我们到底
，Only you can do such a thing，
只有你能做这样的事。
We look forward to the soon coming kingdom，
我们来仰望即将要来的国度
，And that we will be perfected by your great priesthood，
我们被你的大的祭司的执事，我们得以成全。
This is our blessed hope，
这是我们有福的盼望
，Which we Give back to you in worship.
我们再把它放到你的手里，我们向你来赞美感谢。
Jesus' precious name.
都靠耶稣。
So tonight, hopefully, it's good quality wise. I can have this and later. Like, there will be echo somewhere in the beginning.
Okay,
I fixed that part. And also, I think the Portuguese translation is getting picked up by the way. As you're talking at the end, I try to isolate it.
You
got most of it out, but you'll still hear it in the background.
Okay.
But hopefully it'll be
quality wise.
All right. All right, thank you.
Go ask Tim, your buddy.
What about me? Are you going to the lock-in?
I have to do something on
Saturday.
And I hope someone can ride me home on Friday night.
Go ask Tim, your buddy.
Are you sure Colin is not staying? Oh, he's not here?
We'll see.
If anything, we could just do a quick drop off. Buy snacks along the way. You gotta do something on Saturday? We could do something on Saturday? Saturday morning? Oh man, okay. And stop. And hang up. And